while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I'm folks.
12.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, yeah. By the way, if you go to the Johnny B. Show on Instagram, you will see the before and after photo of the dinner that Leah and I had at Mr. and Miss Crab Brandon earlier tonight. So, yee! All right, well, 11 minutes. Let's go.
Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey is looking for the, quote, rightful owner of some 770 pounds of pot that someone, they say, misplaced.
He took misplaced?
He took to social media to help spread the word. He said, if you happen to have lost or misplaced approximately 770 pounds of high-grade marijuana and would like to have your property returned, please contact the narcotics agents.
We'll
be more than happy to reunite you with your lost property. And he said, once we properly identify you as the rightful owner, we'll gladly return your property and also make sure that you and your property are kept in a safe, secure area so that no one can rip you off. In fact, we are so excited to return something this valuable to its rightful owner, we are also going to throw in an all-expenses-paid extensive staycation so that you can reflect on your reflect for a while on exactly how much your lost property means to you. The post had over 19,000 social interactions with more than 10,000 shares as of late Wednesday. It received praise and criticism from followers. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. I know they're trying to make light of this situation, but let's be honest, if you have a card that you go to a quote doctor to get, you can just buy this stuff legally and you won't be arrested. But if you don't have that card, you'll go to prison for a certain amount of time. That seems weird.
Yeah, I've seen these kind of posts before, and they are funny and creative and all that, but I'm right there with you. Like, if it was a cocaine bust or a meth bust or, God forbid, fentanyl, something like that, something, you know, like a real drug that really affects people, but man, to still be criminalizing marijuana at all, it's insane to me. And to you know, to kind of brag about how you're going to be spending all this time in prison over weed. I mean, it's 2021. I mean, I can't believe it's still illegal in certain places. I really can't. Like, it's insane to me. But, you know, so I guess that's why there's mixed reviews when it comes to that. Like, I mean, use your time. I mean, I understand they got the weed. It's illegal, blah, 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 blah. But come on, man.
Yeah. School districts across the U.S. have been alerting parents of a challenge dubbed the Slap a Teacher.
Oh, my goodness.
In which students apparently encourage one another to assault educators. October 1st, the Lancaster County School District in South Carolina revealed on Facebook that an elementary student had struck a teacher. They said that, unfortunately, the challenge has been put out for this month to slap or hit a member from behind. And that, sadly, we actually had an elementary student assault a teacher by striking her in the back of the head. The district had posted the warning to parents about the incident, and it said it occurred as a result of the TikTok challenge. In response, TikTok told Fox News in a statement that this alleged challenge would violate their policies and would aggressively remove such content. But the reality is that we have not found related content on our platform, and most appear to be learning about it offline and daring students to do these things.
I'll whip a kid's ass, dude. Let them start playing the, you know, the punch a comedian challenge or something. You're going to get shot. Like, don't punch the wrong person. I'm just saying, man, especially not in Florida. Almost all of us own guns. So that's ridiculous, man. It was like,
especially, you know, in schools. Like,
that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, like, I wouldn't even punch a kid in school. That kid might be the day he was ready to shoot the whole place up.
You know, we don't even really talk. We didn't talk about it because not that it happens so often, but it does happen often. There was a shooting in Arlington, Texas at a school.
Yeah.
And the suspect was released from jail today.
Uh-huh.
Which is I couldn't believe that. That was insane. I've never seen that happen where a kid is just, they go, okay, you're involved in a school shooting. Now, it was, I guess, a little different because it apparently resulted in some sort of altercation that happened. And it wasn't just like one of these, hopped up on psychiatric medication kids going and just shooting everybody that moves. But he did fire in a crowd and hit like four students. I don't think anybody died, but it was shocking that they just released this kid.
I don't think there. Look, if you have a firearm in a school, that should be like a major, major, major penalty. But if you discharge a firearm, I don't care how old you are, you got to lock that person up until you figure some stuff out. You can't let him out the next day.
Apparently, his parents came out and said that he was bullied and he was scared, and that's why he took the.
Maybe.
I think he was a rich kid. Because he had a nice car and he had, nice clothes. And so apparently he was being bullied because of that.
That's how he got out. He's a rich kid.
Yeah.
In Arlington, Texas.
Could be.
Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But I had never heard that be an excuse that you're being, bullied. That you can be let out of school for discharging a firearm at your school. That's just, I don't know. That's wild.
Nah.
Never seen that happen before.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. What else do we want to get to? Dave Chappelle. I remember we talked about it, but I think it was off air, right?
Yeah, I think we talked a little bit. We both have seen his new special, The Closer.
I haven't.
I saw it.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh, Kelly and I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly and I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, his new special, The Closer, has only just dropped on Netflix, but it's already making headlines due to a controversial joke made at the expense of rapper DaBaby. Chappelle, who is well known for his withering jokes about race and sexuality, quips that killing a black man in the United States is less offensive than upsetting members of the LGBTQ community, and he cites DaBaby's career downfall as proof. I didn't see the special, but I know the joke is that he, obviously DaBaby made some very offensive comments about that community, and turned out, I didn't know this, that he had murdered a man in a Walmart in South Carolina at one point, and that didn't get
ruined. I knew that. So, and that's what Dave Chappelle said. He goes, look, man, he goes, I know that it's hard to talk about gay people or the LGBTQ community anymore. And, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but what he said was DaBaby, who said some really bad stuff about AIDS and gay people at that concert in Miami a couple months ago. And Chappelle said, look, man, I say a lot of crazy stuff. I toe the line. But when I heard him say that, I was even like, pump the brakes or whatever. And he goes, I find it crazy, though, that he got completely canceled. But he killed a guy in Walmart and his record sales went up. So it's like,
Well, supposedly people are trying to cancel Dave Chappelle now, which
never happened.
Not feasible. He has FU money. He's walked away from millions of dollars before for Chappelle's show. So he's not scared of any of those sorts of things. It's very strange that comedians have to be the moral mouthpiece of society now.
It's crazy.
His job as a comedian is to make you laugh. He's not here to stand up for social causes or do any of that sort of stuff.
Nope.
He's there solely, really, to make you laugh. And I know that some of these other comedians have taken up that banner of being the mouthpieces for these social causes. Any late-night TV show
is
a perfect example of that. They're unbearable human beings, so out of touch with the rest of the country. But
there's comedians right here in Tampa that call out comics for saying offensive stuff. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just the culture now. They feel like they need to be that thing. I don't know.
Well, they can suck it.
Some of the news reports, I don't even think this is real. I saw an NBC News piece that it's some 23-year-old kid fresh out of school that got a job with NBC News. NBC is a big, outlet. You don't need to have cable to get NBC. It's one of the big dogs.
Network television.
And in the story, they go, Twitter is outraged with Dave Chappelle. They're threatening to cancel Dave Chappelle from Twitter.
Sure.
Now, Twitter is not, even Dave Chappelle says Twitter's not real. He said that, and it's, right. It's true.
He said it's not a real world on that special. It's hilarious.
It's not, and he's right. 3% of the population in America is on Twitter. I mean, it's not a real thing.
Right.
And you can tell it's not a real thing because what they do is this kid wants to prove that this is happening. So he goes into Google, and you can tell this is what he does because he finds 3 tweets by non-verified people that go with that world. He's mad. So he wants to make it. He wants to crusade against Dave Chappelle with this platform that he has with NBC News. So he finds 3 people. Like he even says it's not. It's no one of note. It's nobody that opinion matters. You're always going to find people that are upset at something.
Yeah,
they're referred to as a Twitter follower, or a Twitter user. Like they're nobody.
But nobody at all.
The idea that media is able to crusade, they make outrage and then they report on it is really just something that's, I don't know, it's so bizarre, it's so strange.
I know. Yep, that's why I don't care anymore, man. Like, you know, Dean Napolitano, he's a very, very funny comic, lives down in Southwest Florida, and you know, he's been headlining forever. He's a hysterical Italian guy. He posted something like that on Facebook the other day, and it was just basically saying, like, you know, my guys like George Carlin, you know, and you know, he named off a few are the ones that, you know, that really opened doors and paved the way for me to do the job that I'm doing now, and da da da. And Chappelle said something similar, you know, and he goes, you know, we're at a crossroads now where, you know, people are trying to cancel comedians and people are afraid to laugh at things that they used to laugh at. And he's like, you know, I just want to know how you guys feel, you know, and comics are kind of chiming in. And I basically said, look, I'm willing, you know, to go down swinging. I'm not going to worry about stand up and what I say on stage now. And I've said this many times recently in the last couple of years, has my comedy changed over the last 10 years? Absolutely. But I choose how I evolve. I don't let society determine how I evolve, you know, and that's where we're at now.
I think, I think you're right. But there must be, even if it's unconscious, where you have to. I mean, I got to be careful. I say words that I would not say around certain people, but I say it around my friends, for example.
Yes, me too. Absolutely.
And I know that, you know, it's just, it's fine. But there's...
They're words.
There's some words. That you just are not allowed to mutter. And there, a lot of them are very passive words, too. They have definitions, and it's not even a slur or anything. It's just a word that's in a dictionary, but you're not allowed to say it because it's taboo. But I definitely self-censor, you know, here, obviously, and around... Right. You know, other people I might. And so, but you're only really free to talk freely when you're around people, your friends and family that you trust. But you definitely have to self-censor a little bit just because, you know, that's where we're living. I guess that's the way it always was. I don't know if it's